Having completed his second missionary journey, Paul spent some time in Antioch with his home church. Then in AD 53, he set out on a third tour to revisit the provinces of Asia Minor and encourage the churches he had planted there. He went northwards through Syria and then headed west by the same route he had taken on his previous journey and came to Tarsus, his hometown. From there, he went on through Cilicia and Galatia, moving from place to place. He visited the churches he had founded in the towns there and encouraged the believers. While Paul was traveling about in Galatia and Phrygia, his Christian friends, Priscilla and Aquila, a Jewish couple, had settled in Ephesus on the west coast of Asia Minor. Ephesus was the metropolis of proconsular Asia, with a population of about 250,000, and was one of the three leading cities of the East, with Alexandria of Egypt and Antioch of Syria. It was a very prosperous city, as its harbour on the mouth of a river gave it access by sea, and highways connected it to the interior. It also had the advantage of a mild climate and fertile soil. Many Jews lived there, as Ephesus had the status of an imperial free city, and its natural trade routes made it an important commercial center. One day, a Jew named Apollos from Alexandria in Egypt came to the city. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures, so he taught in the synagogue. As there was no assembly of believers in Ephesus, Priscilla and Aquila used to go and worship in the synagogue, and they heard Apollos speaking about Jesus. They were very impressed by the fervor and accuracy of his teaching, because he spoke with enthusiasm and taught about Jesus correctly. But his knowledge of the Lord was incomplete, as Apollos had only received the baptism and teaching of John. The ministry of John the Baptist, the Lord's forerunner, had been aimed at bringing the people to repentance and to acknowledging that Jesus was the Messiah, the Savior of Israel. His message prepared the way for faith in Christ, but gave no teaching about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which had occurred at Pentecost. So when Priscilla and Aquila heard Apollos speaking with great boldness in the synagogue, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God in greater detail, speaking of the Lord's work of redemption on the cross and the coming of the Holy Spirit in the heart and life of the believer. Having understood this teaching, Apollos decided to go to Greece. The brothers in Ephesus encouraged him to do so and wrote to the believers there to give him a warm welcome. When he arrived in Corinth, he was a great help to those who through God's grace had become believers, for with powerful arguments he opposed the Jews in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. He found some disciples there and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They answered him, "We have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." "What kind of baptism did you receive?" Paul asked. "The baptism of John," they replied. Then Paul said, "John's baptism was for those who repented and turned from their sins. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is, in Jesus." These disciples, because of the limited teaching they had received from Apollos, did not know about the coming of the Holy Spirit, nor of his work in the life of the believer. So when Paul explained this to them, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus and received the Holy Spirit. They were about 12 men in all. For the next 3 months, Paul went to the synagogue and spoke boldly to the people, arguing with them and trying to convince them about the kingdom of God. But some of them refused to believe and slandered the way of the Lord in public. So Paul left the synagogue, taking the disciples with him, and held discussions in the lecture hall of a man named Tyrannus. He taught the people there for 2 years, and the word of the Lord spread throughout the region. All those who lived in the province of Asia, both Jews and Greeks, heard the gospel, and the word of God made great progress. Next episode, the sons of Sceva.